We're joined from the north now by the DUP MP for East Antrim, Sammy Wilson. Sammy Wilson, thank you so much for taking our call this morning. If the EU does grant an extension of 3 months, as Boris Johnson has asked, till the 31st of January 2020, how will you use that time?
Well, one of three ways. Either as the passage of the bill goes through Westminster to seek to try and get amendments to it to deal with some of the issues that we really need to be dealt with. Secondly, to pressurise the government to go back to the EU and use the extension period to look at those aspects of the agreement which have led to us opposing the bill, namely the fact that Britain leaves the EU, we don't, and we have a border down the Irish Sea with all the consequent economic and constitutional issues that causes. Or the Prime Minister uses that the extension time to seek an election to get a majority in the House of Commons, which would mean he would no longer be hostage to the remainder cabal in the House of Commons and could go with his hands untied to negotiate with the EU, and he'd have greater freedom and greater leverage in that case, because I believe that one of the reasons why he's got such a bad deal from the EU is that they know that he doesn't have the freedom in the House of Commons to put through the ideal deal that we would like to see.
But has it not been proven to you beyond any doubt now that Boris Johnson and those in the ERG, that group of Brexiteers who said that the union was of utmost importance to them as well, just as it is for you, that they didn't mean a word they said?
Well, no, the Prime Minister made it clear yesterday that he believed this was the best deal possible they could get at this time, because there are two constraints on him. First of all, the fact that he didn't have a majority in the House of Commons, and the majority of people in the House of Commons actually want to remain within the EU. That left his room for manoeuvre very limited. And secondly, the European Union, knowing that he was in that situation, weren't prepared to give him the kind of deal that he needed to keep ourselves on board. So if the arithmetic in the House of Commons were to be different, I believe that his ability to get a better deal, and a deal which we could sign up to, would be greatly enhanced.
But any Prime Minister's hands will always be tied because of our geography.
Yes, and you look at the geography of this from the point of view of the Irish Republic. We look at the geography of this from the point of view of our membership of the European Union. And, you know, I think it's rather ironic that on one hand, we are told that a border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic would be damaging, but an economic, legal and customs border between Northern Ireland and the country to which we believe or belong would not be damaging.
But you agreed, your party agreed to a regulatory border down the Irish Sea just a number of weeks ago.
And we agreed to that on the basis that it would be a way of getting over the difficulties which we were told existed until alternative arrangements could be put in place, but that the safeguard would be that Northern Ireland could opt out of that arrangement on the basis of the voting mechanism contained in the Belfast Agreement, if it proved damaging or if it proved unnecessary. What happened, of course, was that the EU, recognising that the Belfast Agreement actually did give a mechanism for us genuinely to leave that arrangement, if it did prove to be damaging to the Northern Ireland economy, the EU sought to have the Belfast Agreement changed or set aside to prevent that.
Which Boris Johnson agreed to, even though...
He told your party a few weeks ago,
he told Northern Irish Conservative Party members in July that, and I quote, "Under no circumstances, whatever happens, will I allow the EU or anyone else to create any kind of division down the Irish Sea." Surely you must know by now you cannot trust him.
And he did say that. We held him to that and that's why we...
But he betrayed you, didn't he?
That's what we did yesterday in the House of Commons. That's why we voted the way we did in the House of Commons yesterday.
Yeah, to punish him?
No, to make sure that what the EU and the Prime Minister had negotiated could not be put in place. Well, this wasn't a case of punishing the government. This was a case of protecting our interests as unionists in Northern Ireland and the economy of the country to which we belong, and to which people in Northern Ireland who are employed depend upon the free access to the GB market.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. Sammy Wilson, DUP MP for East Antrim.